Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
800-636-1067 is the number. Here's what I'm doing with you guys. Your elevator pitch, when we're talking design, when we're talking what has to happen, you've seen a little bit of the renderings. You've seen a couple things about what the ideas are, okay? And you guys on hold, stay there. Everybody else, line up. 800-636-1067. Imagine it's you, Josh Harris, maybe Mark Ine, maybe Mitch Rales, maybe Magic Johnson's in there, which would I'd probably be too verklempt and nervous to talk to him because that's Magic Johnson, bro. And he's one of the owners of the team that I love, by the way, which is still so crazy. Anyway, the mayor, DC council, whatever, and they're like, hey, bro, what do you want in the new stadium? Give me your must-have. 800-636-1067. Here's the way I would quantify my answer. We'll hear from Darius, Ryan, and Tobias in a moment. Here's my answer. However I want to do it, I want to be able to do it. What does that mean? If I'd like to swoop in, walk over at, you know, let's say I'm a local or I'm hanging out somewhere. If I want to go at 12:30 and walk over to the stadium, beep, swipe my little thing, go to my seat, do it, and leave, I want to be able to do that. If I say for a 1 o'clock game, I want to go full tailgate Ted on this thing. Now, we're not going to have the tailgate spots, but bear with me. 1 o'clock game, I'm there at 8:05, and I'm getting brunch at one spot. I'm playing bags at another spot, or I'm playing horseshoes, or a million. Whatever I want to do, I want to make a day of it, or I want to be in and out. I want to go to a restaurant over there. I want to not go to a restaurant over there. I don't make me do something. Does that make sense? At Nubs Field, they made you do something. If you wanted to take the Metro, they made you either try to do a stupid shuttle, walk along a busy street. They tried to prevent that. They made you tailgate. And it was fine if that's what you wanted to do. But they made you do it a certain way. The whole point of this location is however you'd like to consume it, you should be able to consume it. So if I want to come via water taxi, because I was over at over by Nats Park grabbing a little slushy pregame situation at the Salt Line, get myself a stuffy, and then I roll and hop onto the boat, you know, haul my fat buttocks right up the road, or up the river, so to speak, jump out and go into the stadium, I want to be able to do that. If I could take an Uber to get close by and not pay the parking, I want to be able to do that. However I want to do it, I want all the conveniences and everything set up so it's, no, you got to do it this way. I keep pointing to New Orleans, boys. Remember how New Orleans was? However you'd like to consume at the Superdome, you can. You get inside the grounds and it's, you want to go right to the game? You can. You want to eat inside? You can. You want to go in? You want to go out? You want to go to the beer garden? You want to go to the hot dog place? Whatever you want to do. You want to sit on Bourbon Street until midway through the first quarter and drunkenly shuffle over because you're holding a hurricane? Whatever butters the pickle. You could do it that way. I want to be able to do it however I want to do it. Darius, what's your must-have?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm actually going to go back to New Orleans as well. And I just thought that the way that the plaza was set up, once
that
you get in there,
was so great.
That plaza was absolutely incredible. And I want an experience like that here. There's nothing at the current iteration of the Washington Football Team stadium that has anything like that, where mm-hmm. you can walk into a area right outside of the stadium and basically party there. I guess there is kind of something like that, but it's more exclusive. This is more the way New Orleans had it set up. It was more open to the public and open to anybody that had a ticket. You didn't have to buy a special ticket to be able to get access to it.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't say obsessed with that, but that's now my favorite thing. Having gone to almost any stadium was the way, and that hadn't been there forever, but it's the way they do it now. Where in order to avoid that necessary log jam getting into the actual stadium that everybody's experienced in any sport. Right, you go to the center field gate at Nats Park at 6:50, or not 6:50, whatever if they start at 6:45 now. At 6:35, you're going to be waiting and waiting and waiting and inching forward. It's just normal. There's a log jam. They do that 500 yards, 1,000 yards, whatever the number is, away from the gates. So that happens at a staggered pace, and once you're inside, free reign. That is a beautiful system, and it's awesome. Rhino, what's the thing that you got to have?
I got to have something unique, and just kind of hear me out with this one. With Jerry's World in Dallas, you have the massive scoreboard that ranges like 80 yards. That's unique, and that's really cool. Down in Tampa Bay, they've got the pirate ship out for Raymond James Stadium. That is an awesome feature there. So something with the Commanders, they have to have something unique. If it's like a total glass stadium that we've seen kind of renderings of with the glass ceiling that can then tint to dark, whatever it is, have something unique that you can really kind of hold on to and say, this is a cool feature to the stadium. So it's not really something that is very specific here, but I just want something cool and unique I can brag to.
I know what you mean. I wonder what would satisfy. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm with you on that. Tobias.
It's an incredibly niche thing, and I haven't been to tons and tons of football stadiums, but this is more so what I've seen in ballparks for baseball, and I would love it incorporated in football. When you go up into the concourse, think of Camden Yards, think of what Nationals Park. When you go up through Camden Yards, you walk outside, you can no longer see the field. When you leave Nationals Park in the lower bowl, you get up to the top, you can still see the field. When I'm in the concourse, I want to be able to see the football field. I want to be able to walk around and still see the field. I don't want to walk out of tunnels, which FedEx Field has now, except for on the ends, you can still see in the end zones. But when I'm walking around, if I want to go grab a hot dog, I want to still be able to feel like I'm a part of the action, not like I'm suddenly outside.
Mm-hmm. I like that. 800-636-1067. Elevator pitch style, what do you got to have here in this new DC stadium? Let's go to Drew in Graysonville. Drew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good to talk to you again. You know, so one, I saw you guys in New Orleans. I go to a lot of the away games, and I'm at the tailgate lot, 7:30 for a 1 o'clock game. Mm-hmm. So I've been thinking about this. And one is balancing the size of the stadium and the corporate revenue and the fan engagement, right? So there's lots of concerns. We do have an opportunity for unique waterfront and downtown D.C. stuff. But Joe Theismann said earlier that keeping the fans close was a secret at RFK. And they did that because it was a baseball stadium and it was temporary seats for football. And they really got the fans closer to the field. I think you want the fans closer to the field. And I think you want more Commander fans. And that's, I think, what gets the juice going to the guy you had on. And so one thing you can do is incentives for Commander fans to not resell the tickets. Either, you know, maybe make them a little higher and give a rebate back if you keep them, or you give them to friends rather than putting them on the secondary markets. I think that there's ways, or like what the Caps did, would limit the ownership to certain zip codes. Of course, I'm in the Eastern Shore, so that better be part of it. I also think the post-game experience. I mean, right now, when the game is over and you're at FedEx, you kind of have to leave. And if we're downtown in D.C., you know, if there's a waterfront and bars and restaurants, because football games, especially 1 o'clock games, get up, kind of end a little bit early. So there's room for that. There's also room for getting the current fans there, like maybe starting the PSL process earlier and having a way to prepay some of that. So the people that are, and I know, you know, I talked to Tailgate Ted and Stephen Moore, Rally Captain, and those guys, people are concerned about the PSL.
Oh, sure.
You know, have a payment plan for that that starts earlier. And, you know, in Detroit, they had tailgates off, like a mile off with carts running back. So there's ways to still let tailgates happen. And I do think that using the waterfront and boat gating and that kind of stuff.
I think that's the thing, man. Yep. Drew, I love the call, buddy. Really appreciate you making it. 800-636-1067. Elevator pitch style. So down, he was talking about kind of something that I feel strongly about down the line. Once it's built, practices to deal with fans. I'm talking more about the construction part. I'm talking more about the nuts and bolts and the bones, right? The thing I'm asking for is thoughtful planning. So a lot of things that Drew was talking about, if I want to come by boat, if I want to walk, if I want to Uber, if I want to drive and park, if I want to tailgate, if I want to get hammered in a bullpen-like lot like they have at Nats Park hours before the game, if I want to eat brunch, go to a restaurant, if I want to show up at 7:45, eat my flapjacks and you know, have a Sunday fun day all day before the game. I want to be able to do whatever the hell I want to do. The beauty to me of the urban environment is, A, the location is central for everybody, but B, it should offer the thing that I'm talking about. However you'd like to consume it, you can consume it. Make sure that's available. Make sure that's thoughtfully done.